Talk to me.
Welcome back to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Sorry about that. I got too eager there with the mute button. We are speaking with Dr. Ralph Wilson of WilsonWeb.com about the elements you need to build a complete product line. Dr. Wilson, you know, just before our break, we were talking about testing. I don't think that's a word we can't say enough. Test. It's one of the most important things in any business. Can you tell us a little bit more of how you can use testing with upselling and cross-selling?
Well, one thing that's happened in the last couple of years is the emergence of the Google Website Optimizer tool, which is free and allows you to do simple A-B split testing. Split testing basically is you have one form of a web page here, and you have, you know, that's type A, and then type B has one simple change from the other, and you test to see which produces better. So with that Google website optimization tool, you can test product pages, landing pages, all sorts of things. The difficulty for smaller businesses is if we don't get enough traffic to those pages and enough sales from those pages, it's difficult to get enough information to be statistically valid. Right. But it's important to be thinking in terms of which is working better, even if you're getting kind of anecdotal information.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen it, Ralph, here over the many years that we've been, had our Worldwide Brands website up. We've seen this. Just one or two simple words on a page can change conversion.
Yeah, the headline especially.
Yes,
is makes a big difference. A big difference.
Yeah. Go ahead, Claude. I'm sorry.
Well, one technique you had mentioned earlier about sending traffic straight to sectional pages. I've heard Google Optimizer is a great tool and ways to do that, where you're offering all your different product bundles and different product lines, upselling, cross-selling, straight to those sectional pages.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Website Optimizer is the tool that will do all that for you, but it's a product, kind of a higher-end product, Mercado puts out. They produce search systems for larger online retailers. And so when someone does a product search on the particular website, they come up with products merchandised in such a way they get higher sales. But one of the things Mercado, and I'm sure some of its competitors, has built in is when someone comes to the site with a particular keyword that's either searched on or comes from a pay-per-click source, when they see that word, it will create a landing page designed for someone coming with that keyword, so that it will not only show the product that they think you're looking for, but several that you might be looking for.
Right.
So it's harder for small retailers to be able to do that, but the larger retailers will find that kind of software will start to bring them some real benefits.
Right, and you know, the small retailers, following all the advice that you've been talking about so far, will become larger retailers and be able to use that functionality.
Let me give you an example of upselling that I've used on my WilsonWeb.com site for some time. I've, since 1997, have offered a publication called Web Marketing Today Premium.
Yes.
And so when people are interested, because I've written a number of e-books about various aspects of online marketing and sales, so they'll look at the e-book, and then at the bottom of the page it says you can buy this e-book for only $14.95 or whatever the price is, but for only $49.95 you can get this plus 12 other e-books.
Right.
Now you say, well, gee, you're giving so much away. Well, it's true, I am, but it's only electrons.
Yes.
And right. instead of leaving my store with $14.95 sales total, they leave the store with $49.95 sales total.
Right.
And it's not a way of deceiving people. It's actually a way of leading them to a huge opportunity, is the way I look at it at any rate. This idea of upsell really increases the sales total.
I mean, I would have to agree with you when you're talking about your website and your ebooks, Ralph. I mean, you were out there when I started Worldwide Brands, which was, oh, geez, 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
And you were the only person that I could find at that time who was trustworthy in, you know, in the market. And everything that you've written since then and all your materials are fantastic, and we always recommend them
well,
to people.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you.
Well, no, I want to get that point across, you know, because people need to understand that WilsonWeb.com is a wonderful source of information. So we highly recommend that everyone check it out.
I get upset about people that are trying to take advantage or trick or cheat some way or another to get to success. I don't think you have to.
No, but you know, but so many people tell you that you need to. You know, it's some people think that you need, or most people think that you need to cheat just a little bit to really make money.
Yeah.
But you don't.
I know. No.
You don't. It just, you know, honest information, straightforward business. And
because it creates respect, and those people will be back again and again and again because they trust you.
And how many people have we seen, you know, between the two of us that have come up over the last 8 or 10 years, you know, been out there selling junk, cheating people, and they disappear within a year or two at the most.
Yeah.
You know, they're gone. You know, you build a business like your business and like our business where we actually tell the truth and we do what we say we're going to do.
Yeah.
And we're around forever.
Yeah.
You know? So, let's jump into small business. You know, you were talking about Mercado, and you mentioned the website software and so forth. Do all small business carts allow you to cross-sell and upsell, or are there limitations there?
Well, I was looking here a few months ago at that question, and what I found was nearly all of the ones that try to stay, you know, up-to-date and improve their carts are offering cross-selling. I mean, there are a few shopping carts out there. Typically, some web hosting service will provide them free. Well, you know, if you want free, you get free.
Right.
And typically, those are ones that don't have an economic reason to improve their software, and therefore don't.
Yeah.
But the ones that you have to pay something for, typically, there's enough cash flow in those businesses, those shopping cart businesses, that they can hire a staff that'll keep improving that product over the years. And so cross-selling and related upselling is there in nearly all the shopping cart programs that whose names are well known out there. Now, some are more flexible than others. Some are more automatic than others in the way they do this. But you know, I looked at Miva Merchant, Lagarde Storefront, Yahoo Merchant Solutions, ShopSite Pro, Monster Commerce, Oz Commerce, and several knockoffs of Oz Commerce, and a number of the leading carts out there, you can do this. Typically, what's involved is an online store is run through a database. Now, you know, the small stores that sell one or two products don't worry about this, but if you've got 100 products, you typically are doing the modifications to your store in, an Excel spreadsheet or an Access database, and then uploading that database to your store on a regular basis so it'll include the updates.
Right.
Well, what's involved with cross-selling is there will be a field for every product that will allow you to list similar products that you want to show up or accessories or whatever that you want to show up when that product is displayed in the product page. And so you can associate using that field. You can associate, you know, one product with several other products.
Yes.
Then when you upload that file to your online store, those other products will be mentioned or shown, or maybe a little thumbnail will be shown on a product page. What I found is it's not quite as typical to have the flexibility to show all this stuff in the shopping cart. Some small business online stores have that sophistication, but most don't.
Right.
But on the product pages, it's very common and not all that hard to do. I mean, you have to take the time to you know, for each product, list the associated products in your database. But once that's done, then it's pretty straightforward.
You know, Dr. Wilson, what kind of results could a seller expect from emphasizing cross-selling and upselling in their store?
Well, it's going to vary, I'm sure, from store to store. But I would think that at least 10%, maybe 20% increase in revenue would result from using those kinds of techniques well.
And that's nothing to sneeze at.
Well, no, it's not. And it could be more in some cases, but I think that those kinds of numbers are quite reasonable to see happening. You have to work at rolling this out through your entire store and work at it. But hey, the nice thing about cross-sell and upsell is, without increasing your marketing expense, that is, you know, pay-per-click ads to get people to your store, for example, you're increasing your sales total. When you increase your sales total, you increase your profits.
That's right.
So this is big.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's so important for people to understand these things. You know, so many people, unfortunately, we see, you know, start an online business and say, well, I tried to sell this and I can't sell it, so online business doesn't work, you know, forget
that. Yeah,
those,
I know. I've met those people, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then you see the people who, boy, we know, we've met so many of them, you know, who just build these from nothing. You know, they start with a couple of products, a few products, and they build these phenomenally, you know, varied stores, but within the same product lines, you know, like a camping store, for example, and they carry all, you know, some unique items, some standard items, some low cost, some high cost. They're bundling, right. They're cross-selling. They're just, you know, they just get the concept.
Yeah.
They do so well.
You still get these people that they want to make money on the internet without any work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way. Now, the beautiful thing about the internet is it's a huge marketplace. It's huge.
Yes.
But you still have to work, and you have to work hard to stay ahead of your competitors and really offer to your customers what will motivate them and encourage them to buy and then have good quality to give them when you sell it to them.
Absolutely. What would you say criteria would be for good cross-sellers and upsellers? We talked about considering items that don't have great profit margins.
I don't quite get your question, Chris.
Say criteria for good cross-sellers and upsellers. For example, I mentioned loss leaders earlier on.
Right.
You know, what do you think about using a loss leader, for
example? I think that's a tremendous idea, particularly if you get a good buy on it yourself.
Right.
But you don't want to lose money.
You know what we tell people is that you can find liquidated products within your, you know, within your product area. You know, and if you find a liquidation on some items, you can use those as a draw to bring people into your store.
I think that's great. But I think this is a matter of learning. I mean, we try something and we find, well, that didn't work. So you try something else. Oh, that worked.
Right.
And you just keep building this. One thing I want to encourage people in this new year of 2008 is stretch yourself. Try something new. Experiment with some of these cross-selling, upselling techniques that we've talked about. Try on a little basis and then roll it out a little bit bigger as you see it working. But stretch yourself. Don't do the same old thing you did last year.
Right, and get into testing. I mean, that's, you know, that all ties back to testing. Right?
Another one of my philosophies is every year, cut off the bottom 10% of your business.
Yeah.
So that the stuff that isn't working, just don't offer it anymore. Get rid of it. And then add the things this year that are really, you see as growth items.
That's such a good point, so very simply put, that it seems like it should be obvious, but it's not, right? I mean, you know, it seems like, oh, yeah, okay, sure. But it's something that you have to actually say to realize.
Well, we're afraid of getting rid of things sometimes.
Yeah.
But
yeah. To
succeed, we need to keep moving.
Right, right. And keep moving we will. That is our time for today with Dr. Ralph Wilson of WilsonWeb.com. Ralph, thank you very much for being here. Always a pleasure.
Hey, God bless you and what you're doing for folks, too.
Coming up next, our Product Source of the Week segment when Product Sourcing Radio continues. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
There are only two ways to get out of debt. You inherit it, or you earn more. If you're looking for the right opportunity to work from home, be with your kids, and earn enough money to live the life you've always dreamed about, then log on to workfromhomewithus.com. If you're like most of us, you're thinking, can I really make money at home, or is this a ripoff? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com is the program you've heard about on the top three radio networks in America, with some of the most credible talk show hosts talking about it. Why does the program work? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com has personal business coaches who are available daily to support your success each step of the way. We provide you with ongoing support, mentoring, goal setting, hands-on training, everything you need, because we want you to succeed. Log on to WorkFromHomeWithUs.com and we'll rush your Getting Started package to you immediately. Start the process to earn more money right now at WorkFromHomeWithUs.com.
Are you an idea person? Do you have a better way to do something? Have you seen other people get rich in ideas you have had? Whether you're a professional inventor, involved in product innovation, or simply have a good idea, you should be reading Inventor's Digest. Inventor's Digest has everything for the inventor. The newest technology, great financing options, legal resources. Inventor's Digest brings you the who, what, when, where, and how-to of inventing. Inventor's Digest is exciting. It's inspiring. And if you act now, it's also a great deal. Go to InventorsDigest.com and click on the subscribe button. InventorsDigest.com. Inventor's Digest. What a great idea.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.